the porch. And Wednesday, you walked the porch till the mailman came. And, I just don't know anybody that goes by here. Anyway, let's see, now we're up to where?
Well, we've skipped around, but that's all
right. I know.
Your dad was walking the porch.
For the mail.
Yeah.
And when he died in 30, why, Hall and I believe Doc took us, and Lizzie and Lila and you and I, to Ray, Colorado, to get the train. Back there. We went back to his funeral.
But you were saying when he got the letter about you have,
$300
to cost.
Right. Well, Uncle Henry Spees had married Aunt Alda, and his first wife, he told Mama, you tell Vera to quit worrying about that $350. It cost me $500 when they had cesarean, and he said, I lost my wife and baby both.
Mm-hmm.
So, but your dad worked and fed cattle for Dr. Peck to help pay that bill.
Well, as long as I can remember, you delivered milk and cream to Dr. Peck and never got a penny for it.
No. No. But then, an office call was $1.
Yeah, I know. But a gallon of milk was how much?
25 cents.
Yeah. Made a little difference, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes, it made a lot of difference.
Well, Mother, you said you didn't know how to cook when you got married.
Well, no. I never baked a pie in my life. But
and Dad always laughed and said he taught you how to cook eggs.
Yeah, but he thought he did. And your granddad would come out there. Grandpa Finley, you know.
Yeah.
He'd come out there, and he always come to the kitchen door. And I said, you gonna stay for dinner? And he said, well, that gravy smells awful good. It was always the gravy. That gravy sure smells good. So he'd stay.
Uh-huh.
And your grandmother would call out, was J.L. out there? He hasn't come to dinner. So I'd say, well, yeah, he ate dinner out here. Well, I don't think she ever liked me because the J.L. did so well. Anyway, Pa said, my dad tells me to tell you to never tell Mom where I am, that I've been out there to dinner or anything else. So I was on the spot.
Uh-huh.
What else do you want to know?
Well, I want to know more about you living out there on the farm the first years, Mother.
Well, that wasn't a lot of fun, and yet we had good times. We had friends, you know, got together and played cards and visited back and forth. In those days, it was lots and lots of Sundays, and they always planned, even on the Finley side, they always planned to come out to my house because I didn't have time to go to church. I'd get you into Sunday school. And they'd say, oh, well, you don't go to church. And they'd come out and they'd say, well, we did the religion for you today. Oh, I used to get so put out at them. Dorothy and Mrs. Finley both, of course. And Addie was, she would fix so little. And with her five kids and she employed, and then who else stayed there nearly all the time? Can't even think of his name now.
Daisy Burke?
No,
he goes by Jim now. Jim.
Mm-hmm.
His mother or aunt or everything lived over in McDonald.
What in the heck is his aunt, his mother died.
Yeah. What in the heck is his name?
Hello. Hi.
material.
How you doing?
It was Dave Bacon that lived with Aunt.
So
there was always six in and eight of them that came to the potluck.
Yes.
And she didn't bring much.
No, she didn't. She didn't fix as much. Hans' mother, I always felt picked on me in a way. She always had me fix more than Hattie did. Well, Hattie's so busy with all those kids. And you know when she got kids, Delphine really did the work.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she'd have to get breakfast and Hattie lay in bed. And she'd go out and help milk. And when she lived with Hall lived with Hattie and Floyd, or they lived with them out there where I live. He said many a time she'd lay in bed and when he come into the horses, she'd get up and peel the potatoes for dinner. He said to me, "I want you to start this way. I want my meals on time. And if I can't make it, I'll let you know. And if you can't get them at the right time, I want you to tell me." So.
That's the way you did it.
That's the way we did it. And I've always, and he said, "And I want enough on the table that don't look skimpy either."
Oh, I know we always had plenty of food.
Well, that was partly between you and between me and Hall. We were both that way.
Mm-hmm.
I am to this day.
Oh yes, I am too. Well, Mother, you had a well, an in and out house.
Yeah.
And kerosene lamps.
Yeah. Gasoline. We had. Gasoline. Oh, the pump. Aladdin?
Aladdin lamps.
Aladdin. Well, I think they were kerosene, though. And then we had those that they hung up, you know.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of. I remember one year when I had Christmas out there, we had the limb, you know, in the corner, the northeast corner of the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And the club come out there for supper. And they thought that was the prettiest tree. And it was different for them because they had electric lights in here.
Mm-hmm.
But we had two of those lamps you have to pump up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And hung up in the dining room and the kitchen both.
Well, now in the wintertime, you used to cut off that back room or that front room, didn't you? You just lived in the kitchen and the dining room? Well, Mother, I remember big comforters hanging up there, and it would be